Hi, this is Seth Shostak, and I'm an astronomer involved with the search for extraterrestrial intelligence, better known as SETI, and I work here at the SETI Institute. I spend my work days listening for signs of intelligent life on other planets. How do I do that? Well, by tuning into millions of radio signals and figuring out if they're being sent by other life forms. The big challenge we face is cutting through all the other noise and static in space and focusing on that rare signal that might be coming to us from another world. It's kind of like listening to millions of radios at the same time and trying to hear the news on just one of them. Now, here's a radio signal that many scientists got very excited about, and that includes me. We thought this sound pattern might be a coded message from extraterrestrials. Listen closely now.
You just heard a pulsar. Pulsars are really small, collapsed stars that send out a rotating beam of electromagnetic radiation in the form of radio waves. They're like the lighthouses of outer space. They're amazing, but they're not alive, and they're not trying to communicate with us. Okay, listen to this one. That's another signal that fooled scientists, but it's not being sent by extraterrestrials either. Turns out that one was a military satellite. So how will we know if a signal we detect on our equipment was sent by an extraterrestrial, or if it's just a sound that happens naturally in the universe, or is a man-made noise? Well, if an extraterrestrial sends us a message, we think they'll send it in code. The code will be a definite pattern. It will repeat itself over and over. Over and over, over and over. How will we figure out the code? One way will be to listen for the sound pattern and then graph it on a piece of paper and try to decode it. Would you like to try decoding an alien message for yourself? Well, following is an alien signal we've intercepted with our radio telescopes, and we need your help to figure out what it is. Well, okay, not exactly. This message was actually produced here on Earth. But it's just the kind of message we hope to receive from another world. And we expect it might sound like this, a pattern that's detected through the static and other noise that occurs naturally. So this is how we'd go about decoding it. Every time you hear this, mark a square. And every time you hear this, skip a square. Make sure you go from left to right and line by line. And try to keep up. You can always go back to the beginning if you get lost along the way. Good luck. Okay, skip to the next line. Okay, now skip to the next line. Now skip to the next line. Well, how'd you do? Fill in the mark boxes completely. Can you see a shape now? It should be a square. Now that you've got the hang of it, let's try another message. This time you won't hear me, but there will be a brief pause at the end of each line, and with any luck, you'll come up with an image you can identify. Thank you. Any luck with that one? Well, I hope so. Thanks a lot for spending some time with me. And if you want to discover more about the kinds of things we do here at SETI, check us out on KidsScienceChallenge.com, where you'll find games, chat groups, and instructions on how to join the competition and challenge us scientists with your own questions and experiments. This is Seth Shostak, signing off.